this, how important are the divisional games to get 2 points from?
They're pretty big. I mean, you know, they're big points and they're big games, and you know, they're games that you want to win, and you don't want to have you know, any regrets at the end of the season of points you could have had.
Are they more important now that it's just divisional, and when you're facing divisional teams, because it's not just the top eight in each conference?
I mean, division or not, I mean, every game's big for us right now. We want to have a quick start, and we want to get off, you know, to a really hot start, and you know, that means winning games, whoever it's against. But you know, every time you play a team in your division, it's big points.
Struggled a bit in the face-off circle last game, just the matchup or one of those days?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things. You know, sometimes it takes a while to get back into it. I mean, the last three games for me have been pretty difficult, but you know, I'm trying to work on it and get better at it. And you know, obviously switching conferences this year, seeing a lot of different guys. So, I mean, it takes a while to get used to, you know, other guys' tendencies.
What can this team do to try and turn around that shot differential, especially early in the game?
I think just better defense, and that's what we worked on today, and that's what we've been talking about. You know, trying to communicate and sort out better in our own end. And you know, last couple of games, we've been getting badly outshot and outchanced, and you know, I think we're just kind of running around a bit in our own end and not communicating. So, I mean, we're trying to figure it out and work it out right now.
Does that kind of get you behind the ball a little bit as far as the big picture of the entire game?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big part of the game, playing in your own end. And, you know, when you're giving up as many chances as we are lately, it's a big problem. And, you know, we've been kind of fortunate to have Pavs playing as good as he has been, kept us in the game a couple times. And, you know, like I said, we're trying to fix it right now and trying to get it figured out as soon as we can.
Brian, when the team as a group struggles in the face-off circle, what can be done about that? I mean, like you said, you can have an off night or whatnot, but overall, over three games, how can all the centers sort of get better in the face-off circle?
You know, I think everyone's different individually. Some guys, you know, like to practice them a lot after practice and before games, and some guys like to look at video. You know, for me, I don't like to practice them too much. I'd rather, you know, try and, you know, watch video on what the other guy is doing. And but, you know, it's one thing you can't overthink. I mean, you go out there and you got a million things running through your head, and the guy is going to beat you all night. But, you know, it's definitely one thing, you know, the teams and coaches have addressed, and, you know, the centermen have got to be better at, you know, winning those.
Brian, what do you attribute the shot differential in the first period to?
Just slow starts. I mean, I don't know if it's a lack of focus or we're just not ready to start the game, but you know, it seems like our last three games we've come out really slow, and we've kind of waited to see what the other team is going to do before we got going. And you know, I think that's one of the reasons we've been badly outshot and outchanced. And you know, we just need to really try and focus on coming out of the gates really hard.
Thank you. Thanks,
Brian. Brian, when you have kind of a compressed part of your schedule coming up like you guys do right now, what is there any sort of art to keeping yourself fresh or for the start of each game? You mentioned how important the strong starts are. Is there any secret behind the scenes of what you're able to do to kind of keep yourself ready to go?
I think the big thing is just managing your rest, and you know, no one talks about it a lot, but it is a big part of the game. You know, how you practice and how you eat and rest and prepare for the next game is big. And you know, for us, we can't get too hung up on, you know, what we could have done better the last three games. You know, the biggest part is focusing on having a good start in Minnesota, and that's it.
Have you learned over your career how to kind of manage those types of stretches in the schedule?
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now it's not too bad because everyone's pretty fresh. I mean, it's the start of the season, so there's no excuses for guys to be tired or worn out yet. I mean, it's really early on in the season. So, I mean, I think it's more of a mental thing, just getting a good start for us.